So the cross has set us free from ourselves, from a selfish lifestyle and our old nature. When Jesus died, he didn't just die for us, but as us, the second Adam. And just as we all died in Adam, so in Christ we're all made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, so even in Christ all shall be made alive.
Yahoo, I hear you say. Bring it on. Certainly I will. Here we go.
Only one small problem. You may need to revise your priorities and learn to relate differently to people, places, things, money and so forth. How you use them, your time, your money and your resources, where you live, who you marry even, kingdom principles, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, all those lovely things. New government, no longer two lives to be lived but one. New ownership, all change. We know too well what we inherited in Adam, but we have been called to freedom in Christ. Here, Galatians 5:13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only don't use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. We don't want any more of that. We are under the royal law now, the law of love, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen.